It's Wednesday afternoon. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a look at your sports. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Texas A&M's first ever schedule as members of the Southeastern Conference was revealed this morning, and after a season opening game hosting McNeese State next September the 1st, the Aggies will dive into the SEC waters quickly as they will host the Florida Gators on September the 8th. That'll be one of either three or four home SEC games for the Aggies at Kyle Field. The uncertainty is because the site of the Arkansas game has been labeled to be determined, meaning that there is obviously something to the rumor that the game could leave Cowboys Stadium and become a home-and-home series. If it is, A&M would host the Razorbacks on September the 29th. Now, the two other home SEC games for sure will be on October the 20th with LSU, who could certainly be the defending national champion at that time, and with fellow SEC rookie member Missouri on November the 24th. That's right, Missouri will be coming to Kyle Field for a third straight year and going for a third straight win. On the road, A&M will play at Ole Miss on October the 6th, and then they'll start a run of three straight Saturdays of SEC West road games at Auburn October 27th, at Mississippi State November the 3rd, and at Alabama on November the 10th. The only other non-conference game scheduled so far after McNeese is September the 15th at SMU. Another non-conference home game will be scheduled September the 22nd. That leaves October the 13th and November the 17th. One will be a fourth non-league game, and the other will be an open date. You can see the entire 2012 A&M schedule released so far on our website at WTAW.com. Meanwhile, the Aggies are continuing practice in Houston for Saturday's Meineke Car Care Bowl of Texas. Yesterday, the media gathered around one interested bystander, incoming coach Kevin Sumlin. He was asked about not coaching either A&M or Houston in a bowl game.
You know, the ability for these guys to have continuity, to play in the bowl game, have a chance to win. For me to come in and try to coach in 2 weeks, the same thing at the University of Houston. I think continuity is important for both people and both teams, and that's what really has worked out.
Sumlin was also asked about the progress on him putting a staff together.
To be honest with you, I think, you know, there really hadn't been any hurry. From a recruiting standpoint, I think we've been able to obviously hold our class together through that last week or two. That was really my main goal, to get to Christmas. We're in a dead period now. And I don't want to go to the convention with a whole bunch of jobs. Anybody's ever been to the football convention, I would say that the majority of the staff will be named probably the week after next week. So probably somewhere between the second and the sixth.
Now, when Tim DeRuiter takes off his Aggie visor on Saturday afternoon after the bowl game, he will become, both in name and fact, the new head coach at Fresno State, a job that he landed right about the same time that Kevin Sumlin was landing the job at A&M. DeRuiter was asked about the timing of all that and if he thought about waiting to see if he could have stayed at Texas A&M.
Well, you know, when I first talked to Coach Sherman, I talked to him about, you know, I would like an opportunity to be a head coach, and you know, I'm not getting any younger. And so, you know, I had to look at some opportunities, and so regardless of this situation, because of the attractiveness of the Fresno State job, you look at what Coach Hill did with this and Coach Sweeney beforehand. Fresno State's a place where I think you can win and win championships at. I'm originally from California. I know a lot of the administration. So as you look at people, places, potential, all those things kind of lined up. So I think absolutely this is a job that, regardless of the circumstances, I would have been very, very interested in.
Well, the college bowl season continues today. Air Force is playing Toledo in the Military Bowl at Washington, D.C. as we speak. And boy, it has been a score fest. They are at halftime and they're tied 28-28. Yeah, 8 touchdowns in just the first half of play. California has not forgotten that 7 years ago, the Bears were bumped from the Rose Bowl by Coach Mack Brown and the Texas Longhorns. Cal will be out for a little revenge when the two 7-5 teams meet tonight in San Diego in the Holiday Bowl. Yeah, in 2004, Texas passed California in the final BCS standings after Brown begged for poll votes. Green Bay Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers played for Cal that season, and in a conference call this week with Bay Area reporters, he called Brown's actions, quote, a little classless. The Bears come in having won 3 of their last 4 games, while the Longhorns have lost 3 of their last 4. Tomorrow, there are two more bowl games. The Champs Sports Bowl has Florida State versus Notre Dame in Orlando, and the Alamo Bowl has Baylor versus Washington. Cowboy quarterback Tony Romo was on the practice field Wednesday and throwing with his bruised right hand. Romo made some soft tosses during the short period of practice. Open to reporters, he wasn't wearing any kind of protection for his hand during those throws. When the team gathered for stretching, Romo slipped a black glove on his right hand, but he removed the glove before a few more throws and at least one play where he took a snap from center and handed off the ball. When it wasn't his turn, he stuffed both hands in his pocket. Romo bruised his hand Saturday against Philadelphia. The 8-7 Cowboys play their regular season finale Sunday night at the New York Giants. The winner clinches the NFC East title, and the loser is done. And that's your look at sports. Thank you, everybody, for logging on to WTAW.com.